From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Virginia Senator Tim Kaine are campaigning for the first time together as running mates, promoting a message of optimism. Clinton told a crowd of enthusiastic supporters in Florida Saturday she and Kaine will offer a very different vision for America.
We will offer a very different vision for our country, one that is about building bridges, not walls, embracing the diversity that makes our country great, lifting each other up, standing together, because we know there's nothing we can't accomplish once we make up our minds.
Clinton portrayed Kaine as a fighter for minorities and the impoverished, who is everything Donald Trump and Mike Pence are not. Kaine is a veteran Democratic politician who has the potential to attract voters repelled by Trump and those who may have a hard time fully embracing Clinton. She will formally accept the Democratic presidential nomination at the party's convention in Philadelphia next week. More than 1,000 Turkish private schools, associations, and foundations are closed as a result of President Recep Erdogan's imposing a 3-month state of emergency this week following a failed coup. The Turkish president also decreed that suspects can be detained for up to 30 days without charges, a stark change from the previous maximum of 4 days. Rights groups and global leaders say Erdogan is clearing the way for further purging of his opponents. Erdogan's government has detained thousands of people, including military members suspected of having roles in the failed coup more than a week ago. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group, it says it's responsible for killing